MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Bureau of Land Management plans to conduct prescribed fire operations in Lincoln County at the Fort Stanton Snowy River Cave National Conservation Area that may continue through late September and is weather dependent and will take several days to complete. Smoke from the burn may be visible from Modoso, Capitan, Lincoln, and nearby communities. Although smoke should not impact highways, personnel will post signs along roadways to inform motorists about the potential for smoke. The BLM stated the goals of the operation are to improve watershed and habitat conditions, increase the health, vigor, and competitive ability of native plant community, and reduce the threat of non-native and native invasive plant species. In addition, the operations will serve the communities by improving rangeland health and wildlife habitat conditions. Homeowners and renters in Lincoln County who have damage from the severe storms, flooding, and landslides that started on June 23rd can now apply for FEMA disaster assistance. FEMA can help with home repair costs, repair or replacement of damaged vehicle, and more. File a claim with your insurance and then apply with FEMA at disasterassistance.gov or call FEMA at 800-621-3362. If you have already applied for FEMA assistance and are now awaiting home inspection from the disaster agency, officials say the information gathered during the home inspection is used to determine how much money applicants receive. FEMA officials say having the following on hand will help the process along: a photo ID, proof of home ownership, pictures of the damage, and home repair receipts. And the village of Rudoso says residents are still experiencing sewer system and water service interruptions because of the recent floods. Village officials say they are working around the clock to make necessary repairs, but face ongoing challenges of new flooding events that undo their progress. They say residents can help by conserving water when their service is restored to help maintain the water pressure and to avoid driving through flooded areas to prevent additional damage to infrastructure. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.